So the Gemara, Omer Rav Chinano Bar Kana, Mishmei de Rabbi Eliezer. It's the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Kli Cheres. You have a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, Shiurai Kamoitzi Zaysim. The Shiri is Kamoitzi Zaysim, Zatrashi, Letayim Ituma. Mizluitsu, the Kli Cheres was Makabu Tuma. A Sheretz or a maze touched the Kli Cheres, it's Tamei. If you want to be Matayrit now, you have to break it. How big hole do you have to make? How big does the hole have to be to Matayrit? The Shiri of Kazaysim. Because usually it's a Kli Oichel that's used for food. If the hole is so big that owls go through, you don't use it anymore. So tomorrow, Omak Shisha braid the rabba, Messiah, Bo, Mishmed, Rebel Yezer. Harei henke Kli Glolim, O Kli Avonim, O Kli Adoma, She'ein Mekablim Tuma. As they hold, once you have this shear, once the hole was big enough for owls to go through, it's tor, and it's not Mekabel Tuma anymore. It has a din namamish like Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim. Means Kli Glolim means Kli made out of the Shmutz of the Behemoth. Kli Avonim, Stam Stones, or Kli Adom, an earthly Kli, that's not Mekabel Tuma at all. So Trashi Rehu Kli Glolim, Mishenikev Kamoitzi Zayis. Once there's a hole in this Kli Cheres, the size of owls to go through, it's Mitair Le'elam Void. V'yafilu Yichtum Remainim. Even though now you changed your mind and want to use this Kli to hold pomegranates inside it. Still, it's Torah. It's not much like a Kli Glolim now. For Drash, I, Vod Etnan, we learned, Vod Etoni, we learned before, Kli Bali, or Stam, Vod Etnan, Kli Bali Batim, is Yurik Remainim. That is such a shear that Balabatim that used to hold pomegranates. So then the shear is, how much of a hole do you have to have in the Kli to make your Torah the shear of a pomegranate? So you see, a Kli that's less than a pomegranate, the hole is Yem Kamal Tumum. So Drash, I, Gabi Kli Eitz, Tanin Lam Sechta Kalim. That's talking about a Kli Eitz. This man the Yom holds by Kli Cheres. Once it has the shear of a Zayis, or Aleph can go through that hole, that Kli is Ois Tomei, it's not Makabu Tumer anymore. Loi Medivri. Smer Loi Medivri. Torah of Loi Medivri Seifim. It's not Makabu Tumer, even Midrabonim. Of Linyan, some apostle, that is Aloha, though that is the Kli, is in an Oil Hameis. So then the Oil Hameis, the Mace is Matame, anything that's inside the Kli, unless it has a good cover on top of the Kli. Then, the cover is matzel, that what's inside is not makabel tuma, ache yifchas rubai. Then you need a new shear. Then avid, the hole is big enough that rove of the kli is like broken. So then that hole gets a chain pesach now, and we say the tumas from the Erlameis goes through that hole, through that pesach. But kolzman it's less than rubai, since the opening, the pesach is closed with a cover, and the oil hameis, the tumah doesn't go through. The mar hadrin alecha matzniya. Zok the Mishnah. Hazorik Rishus Hayochid, the Rishus Rabin, if somebody throws out on Shabbos the Chepitz, from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabin, or else from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochid, he throws from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochid, it's Chayim. That's a Nisoitso. Rishus Hayochid, the Rishus Hayochid, the Rishus Rabin Biyemtza, he threw from one Rishus Hayochid, from one house, to another house, across the street, over the Rishus Rabin, is Rabbi Akiva Mechayim. Rabbi Akiva holds his chayiv, and we'll see the time of the Gemara why he chayiv. He holds that as kluta kemishu inchadami, that when you threw it through the Rishus Rabin, it's considered as if it landed in the Rishus Rabin. Therefore, it blinds that you made hoitzur, and then you chayiv again. The chomim said no, there's no hanocha. It didn't let rest in the Rishus Rabin, so the stam went from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. Therefore, you put it. Ketzad, what's the case? Shtei gezustroys, zu kineged zu. If you have two like balconies, like a balcony, like a porch sticking out of your house, shtei gezustroys, trashi rabbonin karmel. This is rabbonin shita. Gezustroys are trashi, gezustroys is zizin hayetzim nakoisim. It's like a piece of wood that comes out of the wall. O manichin aleyin nesorim lahalach. And you could put the beams on it that you can walk on it. It's almost like a balcony sticking out of your house. Yes, she has two of them. Shtei gezustroys, zu kineged zu v'rishus rabin. They're both one kineged the other one. Rashi zu kineged zu v'shnei tzidi rishus rabin. V'hein rishus hayochid shegvoyes yud v'rochves dalet. Almost like you have a street, and on two sides of the street there's a house, and each house has a balcony sticking outside the house. Yeah, and the balcony has a din rishus hayochid. Rashi, because it's gevoyes yud v'rochves dalet. Yeah. You want from across the street, you want to throw something from your balcony to your friend across the street. Zu kenege zu, b'shus rabim, is ha-moshit v'ha-zerik, whether you hand from your balcony to your friend's balcony, or else v'ha-zerik, you throw. Mezu lezu is potter, fight for the same svarim. Since the akira in the loch is from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, in between the Rishus HaRabim you did not stop, therefore you potter. Trashi potter, shloi mitzinu, zrika, voishote, b'lechas ha-mishkim, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. You don't find anywhere they handed from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, for Rochid Rishus HaRabim afsik b'yemtza, b'nehem, and the Rishus HaRabim was in between them. That you don't find. Shloi hoisa, avoidas l'avim kach, lohishit kroshim, mi'agol li'agol shebetzida. They didn't hand from one wagon to the other wagon on the side of it. Elo, what did they used to do? Hey, so they used to travel in the Mishkan. They used to have like rows of two wagons, two. No, one in front of another. So they didn't hand across from one to the other. That would mean from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through the Rosh Rabim. But they used to hand backwards. One row of wagons used to hand the kroshim backwards, one wagon back to the other wagon. So Drashi Eloli Agolas on the fne, only the wagon in front of it. Sha'arba Agolas Hoyle Blame Road used to have four wagons. Shri Naisin Kashi Mishkan that was carrying the beams of the Mishkan. Vehain Holchin Shtayim Kiyachodzu Vitzadzu. They used to go two and two. Kadiarmina Migmar. Ugyashoya Perkin, that's the Mishkan when they took off the Mishkan Lito in Alagolas. To put the beams, to put the kroshim on top of the wagons, they used to get the wagons ready the way they're going to travel. Two, connected two. Shtayim zuei tzuzu, samach lemishkan, or shtayim zuei tzuzu lefneim. Derech lechosim, liarech rishus rabim, and long the length of the rishus rabim. Shoyu roitzim lahalech achar omud honim. They want to go in the back of the omud honim. Hoylech lefneim, the one in front of them. Oporki and Mishkan, the ones that took down the Mishkan, hoyu Moshita and Akroshim, used to hand the Kroshim, Loisa and Shalstea Golos, to the people on top of the two wagons, Hasmuchas the Mishkan, they were near the Mishkan, Vehain Moshita and Loisa and Shfleim, and they would hand it to the two in front of them. Abu Miagol and Yagolos Shevitzidi, Lohoyu Tzrichim Loishit. They didn't have to hand from one wagon to the other wagon on the same side of it, like a crosswits. Shereishtein Smuchas, the Porki and Mishkan. So kids say you had two wagons right near the Mishkan, then you had two wagons in front of these two wagons. So the two wagons right next to the Mishkan, they used to hand the kroshim straight onto them. Now the people on this wagon would hand it to the wagon in front, and the other wagon would hand it in front of him. So come to say, they never handed a cross from one wagon to the other cross. They only handed it in front of them, from one wagon to the wagon in front of them. So then let's look at the Mishnah again. Keita, that's the Mishnah. Shteg Zuz Torahs. He had these two balconies. Zuz Kineged Zuz Rishus HaRabim. If they're straight across the Rishus HaRabim, so HaMoshit Vazorik Mezul Zuz is potter. Because that they didn't do in the Mishkan, they didn't hand across the Rishus HaRabim. Mashenken Hoyu Shteyim B'Vyuta Achas. Like you have two houses, you're on one side of the street. Like you and your next door neighbor, your next door house. So you're both on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim. Now, HaMoshit Chayiv, if you hand from your balcony to your neighbor's balcony, and the Avar in between is Avar Rishus HaRabim, that's Yichayiv. Because that's the way they handed in the Mishkan. They used to hand the Kroshim from one wagon to the wagon in front of them. So even though it was from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, but since the Avar in between was Avar Rishus HaRabim, and this way Yichayiv. Mashenken Vazorik Potter. If you throw it, you potter, because they didn't throw this in the Mishkan. The Kroshim were too heavy to throw, they only handed it one to the other. So that's a chiddush. If you moshit, if you hand something from one side of the Rishus HaYochid, from your balcony, and to your neighbor's balcony that's on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim, that's the same way they handed the kroshim. And the Mishkan, that's a melacha. So the Mishnah, why? Shekach hoiso avoidas halavim. That's the way the Levim used to carry the kroshim of the Mishkan, the boards of the Mishkan. Shtei agolas used to have two wagons, zu, achazu, Rishus HaRabim. They used to have two wagons, two pairs, one, two in front of two. Melo Moshita Nakroshim Izulazu. Each, like we said, two wagons were right next to the Mishkan. So they used to put the Mishkan straight onto the first two wagons. Now these two wagons, each wagon would hand it to the wagon in front of them. So like in between the two wagons was the Rishus HaRabim. That's where the people used to walk. So Mela, in between the Rishus Haram, they didn't hand it from one wagon across to the other wagon. So it never went over the Rishus Haram. They just used to hand it to the wagons in front of them. So each wagon was on the same side of the Rishus Harabim, and they just handed it from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid on the same side of the Rishus Harabim. That's why if they're both Bejuta Achas, they're both the same side of the Rishus Harabim, they're Chayiv. Avolay Zorkin, Avada, the Kroshim were too heavy, they couldn't afford to throw the Kroshim. Therefore, if you throw it, you put it. So Drashi, V'yamoshit Chayiv, Shemitzinu Hashotok Yoitza Bo Lamala Meyud B'mishkan. We saw such a carrying from one Rishus Yochid handing it to another Rishus Yochid, even though it's Lamala Meyud in the Mishkan. Rishus Yochid, Uktsas Arik Rishus Rab Masik B'nein, and the Rishus Rab used to be in between them. Shekachoyis Avoidus Alavim, Meforesh B'yozul Ketzeb Mitzinu Kizu B'Avoidosin. How do we see this in the Mishkan? Shebishtei Agolos, the two wagons, Zu Achazu, one in front of the other, Rishus Rabin. Porke Mishkan, the ones that took down the Mishkan, Moshiton Le'oisim, they used to hand it, the Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan, Sha'al Ha'agol L'Shetzon, they used to hand it to the people in the wagon right in front of them. V'hein, now each wagon would be Moshiton, handed Vaito, Le'elush Lefneim, they would hand it to the wagon in front of them. Avolor Zorkim, they didn't throw it though. She'enoisim Kroshim, this rocket of Le'koivzim, they wouldn't want to throw it because it was too heavy. Therefore, you didn't have any throwing in the Mishkan. You only had the melachas hashotah. Therefore, hashotah is chayiv. So, the Gemara Michti Zrika told the Deitzu. This last part of the Mishnah will explain more later on. So now we're going back to the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says if you zorek, you throw a poshid from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, or from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, you chayiv. For the Gemara is Michti Zrika told the Deitzu. Zrika throwing is only a toldo of Deitzu. Hedika Moloch is to carrying out. If you hold a chayfus of some bread you pick up in your house and you walk with it outside, that's called a tzur. So Zrika throwing it is only a toldo the tzur. Hoitzur gufa fred gemar hechik siva. Where does it say hoitzur in the Torah that we should know hoitzur is called an av moloch? Trashi michti Zrika told the tzur. Akoch told he. The leninis biyavas molochas. It wasn't learned in the yavas molochas. The toldo the tzur he. Shein lecho. Lesita told Av, Letita told Av Acher. The Me'ain Hoitzohi is a type of Hoitzoh, Hamura B'Yavas Melochis. So the Kasher is, how do you know that Hoitzoh Guf is an Av Melochim? This was the first place in the beginning of the Masechta that says that since Hoitzoh is a Melochim Druam, here we have to have a postulate to tell us that there's such a Meloch of Hoitzoh. Because really, Hoitzoh, you're not tooling off anything in the Chayfetz, it's the exact same Chayfetz. You're just carrying it from one Rishus to another Rishus. So it's a bissel madna. From Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, it's muta. Pum, from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, it's chayiv. Like, how do we know that? So that's why here the Gemara says, Minon, where's the pasuk for this? That there's such an av malach of Eitzor. Omer Rabbi Yechanan di Yomakro. The pasuk says, V'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machne. That Moshe commanded them, so the Gemara, what to stop bringing the avoidus of malach, the avoidus for the Mishkan. Stop carrying out from your house to the Mishkan. Moshe Echen Hevi Yosef, where was Moshe sitting? B'machne Leviyah. Well, Machton Leviyah was Rishus Rabim heavy, because that's where the whole Klai Yisrael came to Moshe. So around Moshe was called Rishus Rabim. Shashi Machton Leviyah was Rishus Rabim. He Shahoyu Hakil Mitzuyim Meitzu Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Klai Yisrael was Motze near Moshe Rabbeinu. Olkom Luhuli Yisrael. Now Moshe told Klai Yisrael, Leitefiku, don't take out V'teisum Rishus Yochid Ditchu Rishus Rabim. Moshe told him, don't bring out on Shabbos. Chveitzim from your house, your Rishus Yochid, to meet Rishus Rabim. This is where they said the Issa Hoitzor on Shabbos. So, Drashi Rishus Yochid did chumi aleichem. Don't bring out things from your oil to me. So, the more Mimaydi b'Shabbos koi. What's the right of Posik Moshe was telling them on Shabbos? Dilma b'chol koi. Maybe Moshe told him even in the middle of the week. Or Mishum d'shlima lo malacha. Because he finished. You know, as he was telling the people, we have enough malacha for the Mishkan. Don't have to bring any more silver and gold. So, what's the right he told them on Shabbos not to do it? Maybe tell them in the middle of the week not to do it. The Gemara could have said, the Pasuk says, V'hamlocha hoisadayim. The Mlocha was finished. Yeah. So this is part of the Kasher. So maybe just told them not to bring out because the Mlocha was finished. And the Gemara, Gomar ho'avoro ha'avoro miyom kippur. Learn out from Yom Kippur. Ksiv ha'ke, here the Pasuk says, V'yaviru kol b'machna. ויעבירו כל במחנה. וכסיבוס מסס ביום כיפה ויעברת שויפה תרוע. מעל העלם ביום מוסר, דיה די בלו די שויפה כוסת יום כיפה שעושה דדו מלוכם, אף כאן ביום מוסר. די בלו די שויפה ונדה די רצוסה מנזון שביס. So Kopran Zot Gemara Ashkechon Hoitzo. We see here from a posit that's also to do Hoitzo. Hachnosa Mino. How do we know this Nisr Hachnosa? So the more that Hachnosa means to carry from Rishusa Rabin into Rishusa Yochid. And right, this is Taisa's first word that since Hoitzo is a Mlocha Geruam, we don't know one from the Yoda. So maybe the Torah only asked that he can't carry from a Rishusa Yochid to Rishusa Rabin. How do we know now Hachnosa carrying from Rishusa Rabin back to Rishusa Yochid is also Chayiv? So Dmara Minola, Dmara Svara, this is a Svara he. Michti, Rishus le Rishus, who? You carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Mali Yafuke, Mali Yeluye. Might not mean if you're carrying it out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin, or whether you're carrying it inside from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. So Dmara Miyu, Hoitso Av. Hoitso is called the Av Malach, that's what says the parish in the Posik. Moshe told him, don't carry out from your house. Hachnosa told him. But Achnosa carrying from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid is only called the Toldo. More Michti, Aho Mechayev, Aho Mechayev, is a Mai Korle High Av, if you're Mai Korle High Toldo, what's Nav Kumina, what's called Nav, what's called the Toldo, the both Chayev? The more Nav Kumina, the Ovid, Shte Ovis, Badi Adodi. If you do two Ovis together, Inami Shte Toldos, Badi Adodi, Mechayev Tati. If you do two different Toldos from two different Lokas, Mechayev too. The Ovid Av, the Toldo, the Dei, Le Mechayev Elochoda. But if you do the same av with it told, you only chayiv one. So that's enough for me to know what's called an av, what's called a toldah. But the moral of Reb Lezer, the mechayiv a toldah will mock an av. But according to Reb Lezer, she said, no, you chayiv, even if you do an av and a toldah, you chayiv two. Is a my korol yav, a my korol toldah, my naf kumini, if it's what's an av, what's a toldah? And the more portion, hach, devi be mishkan, chashiv, korol yav. Whatever was in the mishkan was chashiv, it's called an av. Hach, lay hevi be mishkan, chashiv, or le korol yav. What was not called in the Mishkan Choshev, what was in the Mishkan, it's not Choshev, is Lehevi the Mishkan Choshev, is something that was not Choshev. In the Mishkan, Leh Koraliyah, that's not called enough. Inami Hachtik Siva Koraliyah, Poshev, whatever it says in the Torah, that's called enough. Vahai, the Leh Siva Koraliyah told him. That's like Hachnosa, we only know from a Svara, not from what it says in the Torah, that's only called the Toldah. Plein Echnami, Malachah, there's enough to mean according to Reb Lezer between a Nav and a Toldah.